Okay, let's learn Yeshakayach to Rabin Rachmani, the family, Mishirim, Zechanishmas, his father, Rabbi Avinom Zechron Levracha. We're learning a maimer from Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberberg. Those who are familiar with Rav Tzvi Meir, his Torahs know that it's as much as possible to being in the room with that tzaddik, and that's it's not a regular sefer. It's really how to try to capture as much of how it was said, how it was spoken. So you have pages Ches Tes, I think probably Yud Yud Aleph. And also there's a page that was sent, a little piece of the Torah that I was talking about last night by Shaul Shudas that I wanted to include here. Some of you were there, but we're going to review for a minute. We're now getting ready for the parashiyos of Shoivavim. The obvious connection between the parashiyos of Yosef HaTzadik, his brothers, the Yerida to Mitzrayim, going down to Mitzrayim, and the promise that we'll get out of Mitzrayim, and the parashiyos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yaakovin was afraid to go to Mitzrayim. Yaakovin was afraid because he understood what the challenges were going to be like for Jews to live in a place like that. And Mitzrayim doesn't only mean ancient Egypt, it means contemporary civilization, which is just Mahadura Tinyana, the latest edition of that Golus of Mitzrayim. Hashem Yisbarach promised to Yaakov Avinu v'anoichi alecha gam aloi, but the way that we're going to survive in Golus and get out depends upon, this is what we were up to last week, 2 weeks ago, depends on Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef Yoshis Yodo Aleinecha, that somehow when Yaakov Avinu closed his eyes, even though Chazal say Yaakov Avinu lo meis, but the Gemara explains that lo meis doesn't mean he didn't physically leave the world. He left the world. The Torah records his death, but it means Azar b'chaim, just as his children remain alive, Afu b'chaim, so he's alive. And the last thing that Yaakov Avinu saw, that last moment of his life as his neshama left him, was that Yosef HaTzadik was standing there with a shotim, and Yosef HaTzadik then put his hands on Yaakov Avinu's eyes. And we're talking about Kedusha Seinai, and the hand of Yosef HaTzadik on the eyes of the Jewish people in Golus, and how to try to look at things with the eyes of Yosef HaTzadik. So on page Ches, the left-hand column, that's what we're up to, Yosef HaTzadik meyer tahar lekol yochid, b'chol matzav b'chol gil. So the way that we're entering into the weeks of Shoivim, which begin, of course, next Masei Shabbos, this coming Masei Shabbos, Parshas Vayichi. And Vayichi, when Rashi brings down Vayichi, is that Nistamu, there was a stima sainayim v'halev, that when Yaakov Avinu died, the end of the Ovis meant that in a certain way that our hearts became closed and our eyes became closed to the Mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way that it used to be. And we need Yosef HaTzadik Meir Tahar. That's why when we cross over from Sefer Bereishis to Sefer Shmos, that Nakuda of Or, of light, in Mitzrayim is when it says, V'Yosef Hayiv Mitzrayim. The meaning of Yosef and Mitzrayim, that reality of Yosef and Mitzrayim means that even in that matzav, Yosef HaTzadik is Meir Tahara. L'kol Yochet, for each individual. L'kol Matzav v'chol Gil, no matter what age, no matter what the matzav is. V'Yosef Yoshes Yodo Aleinecha. Yosef HaTzadik Mamshech HaKoach Shiyuchlu L'Hagil L'Reina Inayim. Depending where you're from, it's either Reina or Reina, that Yosef HaTzadik gives the ability, gives each and every one of us the ability while we're living in Mitzrayim to be able to keep our eyes pure. Shiuchel Reina Inayim, Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Alei Ayin. We spoke about that already a few weeks ago. That we see that the bracha of Yosef HaTzadik is Alei Ayin, this koch of Alei Ayin. Ole Ayin, Ale Ayin, Chazal says, Lashon of Ole Ayin, that we have the ability to have eyes that are elevated, an elevated way of looking at things. Not just a way of looking at things, but an elevated way of not looking at things that we shouldn't be looking at. Not looking at things. To know what to look at. Molechein. Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik is Molechein, is filled with Chein. It was a connection to Chanukah. We spoke about that, the need of Leros and Belvad, Kedusha Seinayim, and the Chein. The Chein of a child, the reason children have such Chein is because of the tahar, of their pureness. Aide Elai. The whole Indian verse of Tzadik was that he lifted up this whole Indian of Einayim, of the eyes. Which we spoke about what that means. Im Einayim, so when there's Kedusha Einayim, that brings to Chein. That's the Chein of a person. The Indian of Chein is directly the result of the person's avodah and shemiras einayim. Now, chein doesn't just, the word in Lashon HaKodesh, chein, doesn't just mean somebody that looks nice, chein. There's really no English word that I know of. I mean, I'm not such a bucky in English, but there's no English word. They use different words to find grace, or I don't know how they say it, charm or grace. Chein, the Gemara says, that afilu isha mecha'eres moitzes chein b'enei ba'ala. That it could be that you have a woman that the whole world thinks that she's not attractive, but she's moitzes chein b'enei ba'ala. But if you ask her husband, as long as it's a nice marriage, you ask her husband, and the husband will say that he's the luckiest guy in the world. He married the most beautiful girl in the world. And everybody else is saying, okay, that's not. You just keep on thinking that way. That's great. But the rest of the oilam is like, they don't see it, you know? Because it's the need of chein. Chein doesn't mean that it's something which is objectively that reality that the whole world can see. The same way that a person who's connected to Yosef HaTzadik has a way of looking at things that's different than other people, the brach of that person is chein. And the chein means that Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at that person. And that person, even if sometimes that person makes mistakes, but like the wife, it's much as chein b'nei Hashem. Chein means that Elokim yachnucha b'ni. You see that Yosef HaTzadik was giving the bracha to Binyamin, to his brother. Elokim yachnucha b'ni. Chein. Chein. Over and over again, the word chein is found in the parashas of Yosef HaTzadik. Because chein means that It doesn't mean that it's physically that the person, although Yosef HaTzadik we know was also very beautiful, it doesn't mean physical beauty. It means there's something like when you see a child, there's something there that you see that's pure, and that's there's a certain chein that even if the kid does something, and the Shem Shabbat made it that way, even if the kid doesn't behave or something, and the father or the mother get angry, but the kid has chein, the child has chein. And chein is even though the rest of the world doesn't necessarily understand that. But when you see that chein in somebody, that's meinayim nikias motzim chein. So it goes two ways. When a person has clean eyes, that person sees good in everything. And also, whoever looks at that person, you see chein in that person. When a person has pure eyes. It's pure eyes and an ayin taiva. When a person looks at others in a good way, in a positive way. That's motzim chein. L'kol Yehuda yesh kaicha shei Yosef HaTzadik. The Jewish people are called She'eris Yosef. Tzon Yosef. That every Jew, even though we're not necessarily biological descendants, all of us, of Yosef HaTzadik, there's a big billboard with the Shvatim, we don't know. But even if someone's not biologically a descendant of Yosef HaTzadik, it doesn't make a difference. We're all called Son Yosef. We're all called Sheris Yosef. We're the Jews who are still alive in this world and who know that they're Jews and who are Yidden, they have in them this koch of Yosef HaTzadik, the koch to have a naim nekiyas, the koch of Vayonis Vayetza Chutza. Uch the Yisuf HaChazal HaKadoshim, on the Mizar of the Yosef, Bleshalta Ba Eina Bisha. The greatest protection that every Jew has from an ayin hara is to say, Ana Mizara de Yosef Kasina. I am a descendant of Yosef HaTzadik. So we see that every Jew can say that, even though not every Jew, we don't know who's biologically a descendant of Yosef HaTzadik, but every single Jew says, Ana Mizara de Yosef Kasina. I'm a Yid. I come from Yosef HaTzadik. Is that every Jew has these koiches of Yosef HaTzadik, of chen, of an ayin, of eyes that look at things in a more refined way, an ayin toiva. L'kol Yehudi yesh ha-koch shel aroino shel Yosef. Every Jew has the koch in this parasha now. Yosef HaTzadik dies, and v'yosem oisei ba'aron, and he's placed into an aron, and we know that we couldn't leave Mitzrayim unless the Atzmas Yosef, unless the Aron of Yosef was taken with us. It was a very big part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And, you know, it wasn't so easy to get the Aron of Yosef at Tzadik. And Chazal tell us how it was a miracle to bring out the Aron of Yosef at Tzadik. So we see that unless the Aron of Yosef travels with a Jew, unless the Atzmas, the bones, the essence of Yosef is with a Jew, then you can't manage a Mitzrayim. That's why it was absolutely crucial that Yosef HaTzadik come with us. He wasn't alive, but he came with us. He came with us, Atzmas Yosef, the essence of Yosef, the bones, the Atzmas, the Atzomas of Yosef, the Aron of Yosef, is in each and every one of us. That's the Aron of Yosef. Ha'Aron Shal Yosef HaTzadik, HaKoach, HaEsh, V'Alohovesh Yosef HaTzadik. Chazal tell us on the Pasuk that Beis Yaakov La'Esh, Beis Yosef La'Hovah, is that, and Esav is a kash, that Chazal tell us that Esav, Yosef HaTzadik is the sitna shel Esav. Yosef HaTzadik is the koach to overcome Esav. Is the koach to overcome Esav. That's the esh, the lahava, the fire of Yosef HaTzadik, that back in Parshas Vayeshev, that Esav is compared, Rashi brings down, Esav is compared to straw, and Yosef is compared to a fire, to a shalhevis, a lahava. And Yosef HaTzadik is the one who gives us this ability, to lift up this whole inyan of the eyes. Each person, whatever his matzav is. And therefore it's okay to say, even when you're not worried about an ayin hara, and it's better not to worry about those things. But even if a person is not worried about ayin hara, what about if you're in a place where there are things that are not so good that you should see? You could also say, "Not anomi zara di Yosef kasina." I'm from Yosef HaTzadik. Anomi zara di Yosef kasina. To say to yourself that I come from Yosef HaTzadik. I don't have to look at this. You don't have to be out in the streets. You could be sitting with your computer or your phone. Anomi zara di Yosef kasina. Maybe you could have it on the thing that comes up right away. Anom izar di Yosef Kasina, that I'm from Yosef HaTzadik. Mishahi Naki, by the way, I wanted to mention that this is very good. Shalom Yonah, he's not here right now. Shalom Yonah puts every day that he puts up a short Torah, like a minute or less Torah on this Indian of Kedusha Sainai that he was doing years ago, and he started to do now in conjunction with what we're learning. It's a very chashuva thing because it's not that Shalmion has anything particularly good to say, you understand? I'm just kidding. For all everybody, I'm just kidding. He has the greatest thing to say. He's the Valdik. But it's not just to hear what Shalmion is saying. Shalmion is saying over Torah from Tzaddikim. He's reading from, explaining from the Tzaddikim. But the main thing is that every single day you're conscious of this. That this is something that you're thinking about every day. That you take 40, 50 seconds of your day just to remind yourself that Anom is Zara de Yosef Kasina. They say, okay, is that right? Anom, I make a lot of fun of him. He knows I love my side. I'm really impressed. Anom is Zara de Yosef Kasina. It's that minute I am a miseria Yosef at Tzadik. Anom is Zara de Yosef Kasina. I don't have to look at this. So it's good. I don't know. How do you find it?
It's Benji'll send it out again.
Yeah. So to take a second, a few seconds every day to just hear, listen a little bit. Mishahi Naki, he says, Kol Echad B'Matzav Mishahi Naki Ad Hayom Shia Yosef Naki. And even if a person is doing well in this area, there's no end to how much better a person could become in the kiyus of the eyes. Ulamisha hayu ad hayom chulshes musyomis, and for those people who have had a weakness in this area, yochel his hapich lagamrei. Like Rabbi Nachman Schuslan has said, that a person can change. Mamish, a Jew has the ability to change in a minute, to change completely. It's in 1 minute, that everything can be hefech l'tayv mamish, nepech l'tayv mamish. Kilinikiyas einayim ein shir. So now, this mime is already quite a few years old, and it's now we're seeing Mary is ranting against the technology. I don't know if you've seen this, you know, things. Almost every week he talks about it. But here he just mentions Kilikro Devarim Sha'osu Likro. There was a big debate among the tzaddikim. Really, it was in the early 1900s, the early 20th century, about religious journalism. I'm not going to go into the sugya. It's a complicated sugya. There were tzaddikim like the Imre Emes and other tzaddikim who felt that it's very, very important that there be orthodox journalism. In other words, that there be newspapers for Jews who are Shomer Torah mitzvahs, because there were so many newspapers. On any given day in Warsaw, there were like, on a newsstand, there were like 30, 40 Yiddish newspapers. And all of them were by the people who are, well, it's like, you know, not all of them, but there were signing HaTorah, it was crazy. You know, the socialists, the communists, the Bundists, it was crazy stuff. So there were tzaddikim who felt that we have to have a newspaper that will be able to answer that taiva that people have, to look at newspapers. So they'll have it from newspaper, they'll have it in some Torah, they'll have it in some, you know, who was born, who died, who got married, whatever, to have it in some stuff. So, but there were other tzaddikim that were fire, you know, against that, very strong against it, and they felt that was a concession to the other side, to the Sitra Achra. And this debate, you know, has been on and off. At this point, it's a given that there is such a thing, and the question is what could be done to make it better. But there are from newspapers and from magazines and so on. But the tzaddikim, like Rabbi Simeon, are not particularly fond of any of this stuff, and would prefer that we not use these things. So I'm just giving you a little bit of an introduction to soften the blow, because he says stuff, you know, every now and then. I don't want to skip, but yeah, he's a big tzaddik, and he's on fire with that mahalach of absolute tahara, kedusha and tahara, and we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there are Jews like that are in the world. We might not feel ready to live that way, but it's a good thing that there are Jews like that in the world, because they hold up, these tzaddikim hold up the world. There's such an inyan of these tzaddikim in the world, and haven't been damaged, you know, and haven't become, haven't lost hope that a Jew can go through life without having to be distracted from learning Torah, that the eye should only see Dvarim Shebekedusha, not to see things that are not Dvarim Shebekedusha. Of course, the way that we were raised in Chutz Lars especially, it's hard to believe he actually comes from Muncie, but he's been in that world for a long time, and my wife and I know a woman who was his babysitter when he was a little kid, and he wouldn't look at her either. She told us that he wouldn't look at her even when he was a little kid. He didn't look at women. So there's a need for such tzaddikim in the world, and we have to be careful not to become cynical when we read things from tzaddikim like this, because they're genuine, they're authentic. You could be cynical if you hear somebody who's not really like that says stuff like that, but when you hear it from somebody that's really pure, something that's inspiring, and it's a reminder that there is this highest level. Like when you learn Tanya and you read about the tzaddik, so there is such a thing as a tzaddik. So you say, he said, Kilikro Dvarim Sha'osu Likro, if we're talking about things that are forbidden to read, things that are forbidden to look at, to watch, or to read, Ein b'zeh shum hadregis v'kulam shavim b'zeh. They know, if something is also, it's also. If it's forbidden to read, it's forbidden. Okay, if it's something that's not proper, or it's forbidden to look at, then no one's, that's also. V'al zeh tzarach mesiris nefesh. And not to look at something that's also to look at, for that, a person has to be Maisa Nefesh. That has to be a Voda of Mesiris Nefesh at all costs. Not to look at something that you're not allowed to look at. Mekomakom, after Divya Harishus. Nevertheless, even when it comes to things that are permitted. There's certainly nothing wrong with reading stand the news, to read the news, divrei rishus. And the Ramah, even Shulchan Aruch, talks about the whole question of whether you can read that on Shabbos. You know, Sefer Nechamis, like about a war that's going on or something that's happening in the world. Not on Shabbos about money, but other things, news. But the Chassam Sefer, there are certain things that are not usher to read. Is it usher to read, who's winning who's ahead in the playoffs? It's not usher to read such things, the news. But Mavubach Sam Soy from Od Tzadikim Shehifligu Ma'oid. There were some great Tzadikim that even in these things of Divrei Rishus, they were very strong. Shakol Dvar Hevel, Nechens the Roish. That anything of Hevel, of Narishkeit, because these things are Narishkeit. The things that, anything that, Havolim, that enter into the head. Kol Maidor, advertisements to see. Filamashakaran Alon Charedi, or even if it's from the Haredi press, what's called the Haredi newspapers, ultra-Orthodox newspapers, called Dovish and Nichnas Lamar, any of these things that are allowed into a person's brain, Neged Zayetzi Mamar Chavodis Hashem, and put in something of Narishkeit into the head, something that's holy and important, goes out. You put the Ketusha into one ear, you put the Hevel into one ear, and so then a Taisos goes out the other ear. Some Kedusha goes out the other year. By the way, this reminds me, I have such nachas, I heard that the other night there was an event that Rabbi Yochum Olson was there for Zichru, right? For the Chevron we were represented. Just know, Uri's here. Uri was there, and Moshe, and who else was part of that?
We had
Yossi Klein was. And?
Eitan, he was going to, and then he couldn't.
Because of the fails. But, so, I heard this, and you were called up or so? What happened?
For hair, 1,000.
You were for hair? Yeah? How many guys were there all together to take the for hair?
20.
So, we have 4 out of the 20 guys?
Three of the 20.
And Dov Elias.
Dov Elias was there?
Yeah, Dov Elias was there too.
Wow.
Uri got everything wrong.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. How's that? It's the Kavali. You should continue all of that. It's such an unbelievable thing. I have to call Rav Olson to talk to him about it. I don't know if you did you know that you're Eish Kodesh Chavra?
No.
They didn't know where anybody came from. It was just guys.
Yeah, we had it. You didn't know where anyone came from. Just
wouldn't hear. Yeah, all right. I have to give him a call to tell him. Beautiful, Baruch Hashem. So when you're putting some Narishkeit into the head, so then a Gemara comes out from the other ear. You understand? It's just there's so much room that we have in our heads. We're not Rogachev as Vilna Gaon's, so it's pretty cluttered with a lot of stuff. And there's only like a phone or something has a certain amount they could hold. So the head has a certain amount that it could hold. And the Chavos Levavos talks about this, not a Svarm, but when you take something that's not necessary, for, even if it's not Aser, an Isser is something else, but if it's something that's not Aser, it is Stam. Not Tzuchim in Zer. So that goes into the head, so there's only a certain amount of space. And don't make believe that you think that you have such a head that has a lot more space than it. If you think that, then it means that you have less space than other people. There's not so much space there for so much stuff. Baruch Hashem. That's why everybody could do the Zichru. I don't want you to think that these guys are particularly intelligent.
Especially Moshe.
Very good. So, Moshe always likes to have the last word. So I'm not sure what's coming up. So I know it's coming up. Very good. But that's the whole point. All kidding aside, the whole point is that everybody could do that. We never had such things. A mahalach. And there's somebody that came to speak from 2 weeks ago from Eretz Yisrael, an American fellow from Eretz Yisrael, also has for younger children a mahalach of remembering, and the whole point is that you don't have to be a Rogachev. You don't have to be a Vilna Gaon. It's possible. Hashem Yisbarach designed Jews to be able to remember Torah Hashem. We were created with that capacity. We have an app for Torah Hashem. someone that's not Jewish doesn't have that. A Jew has a feature. I'm using the right words, right? There's some kind of an app or a feature that can be fahed in 1,000 blad and be masdir. There is such a feature. And it doesn't mean that it's out of their reach. Kikar v'lecha davam oy. You have to have the willpower. That's what the guys. That's what we get a tremendous chizik from, that the guys have this willpower to do it, and they're bahash and they're matzliach. So, what Reb Tzvi Meir is saying is that even if it's something which is not osir, but it doesn't necessarily have that we should know that when you put something in the brain that's not, even if it's not osir, but if it's something that's not needed, it's not necessary, is that tofes makom b'moach? It takes up a certain place of the moach. U'belev. Even if a person sees something that's completely mutter to see, doesn't mean it doesn't take up your mind and your heart. It's something which is interesting, something which is exciting. Again, this is all in the misgarret of understanding from who these words are coming. And he's talking about an ideal state of a Jew. Kol echad tzarech limdod atzma lefi gilo matzavo. So even Reb Tzvi Meir says that, look, each person according to his age and according to his matzav in life, and no one can argue. There are certain things, like I see there's a magazine now for kids called Circle Magazine. You saw it? But my grandchildren, they love it. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. We didn't have any. We had Olamein, I think it was called Olamein. We were kids that we give out in school. And that was a big chiddush. And that was a big chiddush that we had then. And I remember there was one Rebbe that was very angry about it. He wanted us to all throw them out. This one, like, he thought it was a waste of time. But the truth of the matter is that it was terrific for us. So everybody in his state, you have to know where he's holding and so on. There's certainly something very, very wonderful about people who are able to write things that will give from people an alternative to things that are out there. Also, the Mokum Gavomi Madrigoso. See, Reb Tzvi Meir says that the person shouldn't jump to higher madrigas than he can handle. Still, a person shouldn't be lazy and just remain. Just because you read certain things when you were younger. Somebody is now, I don't want to ask you anything embarrassing, I don't know if anybody still reads the New York Times, Chas v'Shalom, you read the New York Times. But if the answer is, because I had a conversation with somebody, and he came up and he was telling me about something that he read in the New York Times. I said, you read the New York Times? He said, yeah. I said, what do you read that? What are you reading that for? So he said, okay, I'm reading that since I'm like 10 years old. I read the New York Times. The guy's already over 60. And he's still reading the New York Times. So maybe you shouldn't be reading it anymore. What do you need to read it for? You're allowed to ask yourself at this point in life. We're not talking about usher. It's usher. Although there are many things in there that are for sure usher. But at some point, a person crosses over a certain place and starts to say, "I think a significant part of my life is finished. I'm turning a corner, and maybe it's time that I don't have to read things this time, still, news, whatever." And that, how much more so when it comes to looking on the phone at all the news and all the different reports and what was going on? You remember during COVID, everybody was like a big maven and everybody was a doctor or something, walking around with things, and there was no toilets. And now we looked at all the things that they said, it was shkarm and chazavim, and all the things were wrong and off. And it's all the stam shtiyot. No shtiyot. Rotz Hashem is Baruch Hu Sheyehuda Yimded Atzma. Reb Tzvi Meir is just saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that a Jew should be honest and should evaluate himself, his life. Eifo ani, heichan ani bo'olam, where am I in my life at this time? How to lift up your eyes to try to look at things that are finer than we used to look at. That's all. To try to elevate our eyes, to begin to look at things that are finer than the stuff that we used to look at, that are better quality than we used to look at. Like the tzaddikim talk about in Reishis Chachma, Ba'od tzaddikim. You see that now. One of the chevra was telling me that every few years you have to get a new phone. Why do you have to get a new phone? The phone's the same. So it's not just that they have different features on the new phones, but somebody was telling me that because it's the clarity is better. There's something, there's a certain improvement that the new phones, that you're improving the way that things work on the phone. So what if a person would make a achlata that every now and then he has to change his eyes, you know? He has to get an upgrade on his eyes. And until now it was a model 65, and he's moving up to a model 66 or 45, moving up to 46, and to see what kind of improvements you can make on the new model, to have a different, how you look at things, and how with the clarity and so on. It's no different. The tachlis is, the highest madrega, which is Yosef HaTzadik, is Einei Hashem El Tzadikim. The Tzadik has Hashem's eyes. Kivyachl means the Tzadik, his entire life, is trying to look at things the way that Hashem looks at things. To have Einei Hashem. To look at things in that way. Einei Hashem El Tzadikim. V'amach Kulam Tzadikim. And every Jew has this ability. So bris ha'inayim. This is what we're talking about from the pasuk. When we're talking about the bris that a person makes a covenant, that the pasuk in Iyev, that, and we spoke about that Hashem Baruch Hashem Bakol, that it says in the pasuk we saw before, bris karati le'enai, that it says in Iyev that Hashem made a bris with the eyes of a Jew. The eyes, bris karati le'enai. And that's the Ratzon of Hashem, that during these days, which he was saying this by Shavuot, by the parashas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Nashkia Kaiches, that we should invest Kaiches. It's a good time to invest Kaiches. Kol Yochel Lefi Gilo Matzavo, each person according to his time in life, where he is in his matzav, V'likvoa Zmanim Yuchadim Lizbainin, and to take and to put aside some time, and that's why I was said before that it's very good, because that this thing that Shulman has, this vart for the day, it means that a person sets aside a minute or two every day to think about Ech Evshalag Bia Shmir Zainayim. What could I do to upgrade, to get the latest model in my Einayim, in my eyes? So I wanted, before we go out today, I just wanted to review a little bit of the Torah that I said last. How many of you were at Shal Shudas last night? It's okay, many of the Chavre were at Shal Shudas, so you'd be mindful just to review, because I wanted that our eyes should just see these words. So it's Michael for the Mechila for the review. But just on the bottom there, if you have it, I'm sure many of you have the Nesivah Shalom at home, and if you look on page Reish Tzadik Beis, I mean the Torah begins the page before, Reish Tzadik Aleph. It's very, very kedai to learn this Torah. And the next one's also about this inyan a little bit. But here, you know, the way of the Nesivah Shalom is very, very poshut. Very straight, very clear, very easy to learn. So Nesivah Shalom, again, because there were two people who called me last night and they wanted to know where exactly is it. So I figured that Mustama, it's important that we see it. So on the bottom of the right column, you have it where it says Vatoychecha Hagdoila. Vatoychecha Hagdoila, because when Yosef met his brothers, when Yosef revealed who he was to his brothers, so we learned that Chazal say on that revelation, Oylonim Yom Hadin, Oylonim Yom Hatoychecha. The brothers were so shocked and so overwhelmed and broken by that revelation of Yosef, that I am Yosef. So Chazal say, then that's only a taste of what's going to be when a person faces Hashem, the end of his life. Oylonim Yom Hadin, Oylonim Yom Hadin. Yom Hadin. He's talking about the Yom Hadin, not just Rosh Hashanah. He's talking about Yom Hadin HaGadol, the big Yom Hadin, when a person leaves this world. That we're going to all look at Hashem, and Hashem's going to say, it was me, it's me. So Oylonim Yom Hadin, Oylonim Yom Hatoychecha. So the Mefarshim talk about this Chazal, that what was the Toychecha? What was the rebuke? I'm just repeating what I said last night. What was the Musa? What was the Musa? So Hatoychecha Hagadol Haisa Kamei Makos of Ani Yosef Achichem Asher Mechartem Osi Mitzrayma. That was the Musa. I am Yosef, who you sold to the Egyptians. I'm Yosef, who you sold to Mitzrayim. That was the Musa. Ani Yosef achichem asher machartem osim Mitzrayim. Now, why did Yosef at Tzadik put in those words? Because we know that Yosef was naki from this inyan of taking revenge. That wasn't the inyan here. We spoke about that a little bit also. It wasn't inyan of taking revenge. That's why he said, remember I explained last night from the Tzadikim, Hatziya kol ish me'alai, he removed from within himself any vestige of that human need for revenge. Hatziya kol ish me'alai. He asked Hashem to take out any human need for revenge. It was not just take out the Egyptians from the room. Take out the Egyptian that's inside of me that wants to get back at them. Hatziya kol ish me'alai. And the Pasuk says, Lahayish, there was nobody there. So Yosef was clean. It wasn't a matter of revenge. It was because he wanted to bring them to do tshuva, to help them. So he put in this zinger. And the line is, the words, Hashem achartem oisi mitzvayim. Because he could have just said, Ani Yosef, which he said right before. And that when he said, Ani Yosef, it means everything, oh, whoa. So that was it, right? The game is over. But he put in these words, Hashem achartem oisi mitzvayim. But we don't see that he had any inyan, because with everything he said was, no, let me hear it. Everything's from Hashem. I'm okay. I'm fine. We're best friends, brothers, everything's good. That wasn't the inyan here, to give them a patch. So what was it? To say these words, Hashem achartem oisi mitzrayim. Shibiro ader ha'avayda, ki midas Yosef yimidas ha'tshuka. The midah of Yosef is the midah of tshuka. Yosef means yesod. That's all we've been learning about the last few years. And yesod means, as we were learning, it means longing and desire. It means taiva. That's the meaning of Yisod. In Kedusha, it means a taiva for Hashem. In Tumah, it means a taiva for downtown Mitzrayim. But that's what the meaning of Yisod is tshuka, longing. She'ikah mida b'makayri hishtokakus la'Hashem esbar. The ikah mida, what the mida of Yisod is in Shemayim, and how Hashem wired us, and he gave us that ability of Yisod, which is, Yisod means to have a tremendous, tremendous tshuka, a longing for elokus, for godliness. To be crazy in love with learning and with davening and with mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. That's the meaning of Yisod. That's the meaning of Yisod. That's tzadik Yisod olam. V'ze'omalahem Yosef. So this is what Yosef, this is the musr, the teichicha that Yosef gave his brothers. Ani Yosef achicha, asher mechartem oisi mitzrayimah. Yosef is saying, his brother, listen, Chevra, you sold what you did, is you sold Yosef to Mitzrayim. It means you took the midah of Yisod, which God gave you, to use, to be on fire with things of Kedusha, and you sold this midah of Yosef, you sold it to the Egyptians. Mechartam esi Mitzrayim, l'heichan mechartam esi, where did you sell me? In other words, Yosef HaTzadik was saying to each and every Jew, I am this Mida. Hashem gave you this Mida that's called Yosef HaTzadik. And that means that you have this tremendous ability to yearn, to long, to want, to desire. What do you do with that? Do you keep it where it belongs in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim? Do you keep it in the right way? Or are you selling it to Egypt? You took this midah of Yosef, and instead of longing for that Blat Gemara, instead you're longing for to read the sports section of the paper, and that's not even Mitzrayim. It's the Erevas Aretz, to even look at things that Chalila that are us to look at. Come on, Rabbi Shem Tov. The Baal Shem HaKadosh said that in a moment when a person feels, for whatever reason, a person feels a hava and he feels a tshuka, a longing, it's a gift from Hashem. Because a lot of the world's walking around like dead, without feelings. When a person has a sudden tshuka, a sudden ahava, Hashem is giving him a gift and he wants you to use that gift. He wants you to use that gift in a holy way. To love Hashem, to love what you're learning, to love your davening, to love your wife, to love your kids, to love mitzvahs, to love good things, to love other Jews. He wants you to use this midah of Yosef, of Yisod. He doesn't want you to sell it to a bunch of Egyptians. to put it into slavery. He wants it to use it for Dvarim Shekudusha. Vilo huma pilum bezeh. But Yosef is saying, how could you have sold me? You sold me to the Egyptians. He doesn't want you to take this wonderful gift of love, of ahava, of yisod, of this mid of tshuka, of longing, and to use it for something as this. Remember the story where the Rebbe ended up in the same inn with the Rebbe Zusha. It's a famous story I've told many times. The Rebbe Baruch Meshbis, you know, was very strong, and he was traveling somewhere, and he came to an inn, and he just wanted to have a quiet, you know. It was, and the innkeeper was all excited that this is the Rebbe Baruch Meshbis is here. I can't believe the mazel that I have that in the same inn I have the Rebbe Zusha is here. The Rebbe Zusha came today. He's staying here tonight. So he thought they were Baruch Meshbis. So, you know, they're good friends. He thought they were Baruch Meshbis, would be all excited. So Baruch Meshbis said, his madrega, you understand, Baruch Meshbis said, I just want, the way the story began was Baruch Meshbis said, there are like three rooms in the place, I'm paying for all the rooms, I don't want anybody here. Because they were, you know, he was always being hounded. I want quiet, I want... So the man said, but the Rebbe Abzushi is here. So the Baruch Abzushi is here. So the Baruch Abzushi said, of course, I'm not going to ask Abzushi to leave, but please communicate to him that he has to behave regularly. No. And the innkeeper was very scared, and he went to Rebbe Zusha and he said to Rebbe Baruch Meshbis, so right away Rebbe Zusha starts to, it's my best friend, Rebbe Baruch is here. And he was already going to, you know, he was going out of his kelim. And so he said, but please, please, the Rebbe asked, Rebbe Baruch asked if it could just be, you know, he wants quiet. He's, you know. And he said, oh, Zusha's. Anyway, so they came down, they met each other. Whatever it was, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, and the Bezushia is like this, you know, holding the Bezushia, and then they davened, and he the Bezushia didn't jump all over the place. He was trying to stay in his stand, you know, whatever. And it was so far so good. But you remember what happened? And it was time for supper, and so the way they worked in those days is that the innkeeper was there, and the tzaddik, they ate together. It wasn't in a dining; they ate together in the house. So their Rebbe Abzushi is there, Baruch Meshbis, and the innkeeper. And the one who was serving said to the innkeeper, would you like some pepper? And the innkeeper said, yeah, I love pepper. And the Rebbe Abzushi said, what? And he said, he loves pepper. Yeah, he starts screaming, he loves pepper. And then the Rebbe Abzushi jumped on the table and started dancing all over the table. The food fell on everybody. And he said, he loves pepper, and I love you. I love you, Baruch Shalom. He loves pepper, I love the Baruch Shalom. And everything fell all over Rebbe Baruch Meshbis' clothing. And the innkeeper thought that for sure the Rebbe Baruch was going to let him have it. And the end of the story is that Rebbe Baruch Meshbis said, Hanachlai, let him do his dance. And the Rebbe Baruch Meshbis asked to be buried in that coat. He didn't wear it afterwards. He changed it. He kept that cut that they should bury him. That with the tachrich, whatever he had, that they should bury him in such a thing that he should put into the sink. This is the coat of somebody who loves the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Yosef HaTzadik says, "Well, that's what the Rabbi Zushi was saying. Is what are you selling me to Mitzrayim? There's nothing wrong with having some pepper, but the way that the guy said it was too much of the geschmack. You know, I love pepper." He could have just said, okay, pass the pepper. He says, yeah, I love pepper. And I guess the Rebbe Zusha heard like it was too romantic the way he said that, the way he loves pepper. And it set him off, like it was what they call a trigger these days. It was a trigger, like it set off the Rebbe Zusha. Just another sentence. So he says, Sha'adam Asam Moichas Mitzrayim Achamotzan Shamashpulos Amidos Atayiv is to take this meat of Yisod and to sell it to Mitzrayim. Zuvit Toychachta Shalakadosh Baruch Hashamachatim Aisi Mitzrayim. That's what's the musar of Hashem. At 120, when a person faces Hashem, Hashem is going to say, it's scary to think about it. Hashem is going to say, why did you sell me, Hashem, to the Egyptians? I made you into a Jew. I gave you a nefesh al kamimal, a chelik al kamimal, that you should be excited about learning, you should be excited about mitzvahs. And what did you sold me to Mitzrayim? You sold me, you used all of that excitement for what? For something? For pepper? As Hamidas HaKadosha Sheshpat Lechem Kadesha Tachnisum B'Madregis Gevoyis Mechartim Mitzrayim Mechartim Mitzrayim. This is the eyes of Yosef HaTzadik. The eyes of Yosef HaTzadik. And the Teichach, the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Teichach, it's a Musa of Yosef HaTzadik, not to sell our eyes to the Egyptian. Not to sell that Tshuka, the Koyach. Because the eyes, from the eyes, that's where through what we see, we long and we want. Einayim Royais, and the Leiv is Chaymed, the Einayim see, the eyes see, and the heart wants. And to daven that we should be zeichet to have the eyes of Yosef HaTzadik, so that our hearts only want those things that Hashem wants us to want, and we should be zeichet to Hashem to enter into these parashiyas in the right way, in the good way, and we should be zeichet to do shuvah.